This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to meet with you once again this morning as we start our day right, taking time for God. It seems kind of funny to think of it that way, doesn't it? That we would take time for God. Really, the amazing thing is that God pays attention to us. And once we, little peons, know that the God of this universe is ready and willing to focus his attention on us and to listen to us and to speak to us about our lives, how ridiculous it would be for us to ignore him. God is in your life today, reaching out to you, inviting you to know him. And once you know him, to walk with him. If you don't know him yet, you need to find out more about Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to pay the penalty for your disobedience against God. And once that penalty is paid, then you are forgiven, and there is no barrier or hindrance between you and a good relationship with God. All you need to do is to pray to God. You can do that in your own heart and mind, like you think to yourself, and just speak to God and say, "Thank you for what you have done for me when Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. I receive your forgiveness into my life, and I ask you to come into my life and make it what you want it to be." That is the beginning of the best journey you could ever take in your life. We're looking this week at Psalm 119. We come today to verse 153. Where it says, "Look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your ordinances. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, yet I do not turn aside from your testimonies. I behold the treacherous and loathe them, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting." The sum of your word is truth. The total, if you add God's word up, what you end up with is truth. It's spiritual truth that will change your life. Take time every day to read God's word. The great prayer in this passage is for revival. He says, "Revive me according to your word." Later, "Revive me according to your ordinances." Later, "Revive me according to your loving kindness." Do you need revival in your spiritual life? God revives you by his word. Are you spending lots of time there? Are you asking God to speak to you? Is your heart open and responsive to obey him when he does speak to you? God revives you because of his loving kindness, because you're his child. His heart is tender towards you, and he is pursuing you in your life right now. Why don't you turn around and face him and begin responding to him? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.